This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Almost 1.3% of the world's population has now been infected with COVID-19, and more than 2.1 million people have died. This as global coronavirus cases surpassed the 100 million mark Wednesday, according to figures from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The stark figure revealed as countries around the world struggle with new coronavirus variants and vaccine shortfalls. Britain's official death toll in the coronavirus pandemic passed 100,000 Tuesday, a dreaded milestone reached as the government considers imposing hotel quarantines on international travelers to stop new virus variants from reaching the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The government says 100,162 people have died in the pandemic after testing positive for the virus, including 1,631 new deaths reported Tuesday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it's hard to compute the sorrow contained in that grim statistic. Britain is the fifth country in the world to record 100,000 virus-related deaths after the US, Brazil, India and Mexico, and by far the smallest. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Meanwhile, the pandemic is on the decline in Moscow, the mayor said Wednesday as he abolished some restrictions, allowing bars, restaurants and nightclubs to open overnight. In the Russian capital, more than 50% of beds in coronavirus hospitals were vacant for the first time since mid-June, the mayor wrote on his personal blog. Russia launched a voluntary vaccination program with the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine in